We got stars directing our fate, 'cause we know we're falling from grace, millennium. All right, it's our next edition of Millennial Words of the Week. I've called and woke my daughter up again, Sarah. I appreciate you, Sarah, taking the time to be a part of these, though, so thank you for that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. I love your enthusiasm, as always. It's the best. Okay. Are you ready to play? These, of course, are words that are from the millennial generation or Generation Z, and so your job is to see if you know what they mean.
Uh-huh.
All right, so your first word is a pandemic-related word.
Okay.
It's smize. Smize.
I don't know what that word is.
Well, if you had to guess, what do you think? Any ideas? If you had to guess.
I honestly don't know.
Smize.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
Well, you notice that everybody's, when you go out in public, most people are wearing masks, correct?
Okay.
Okay. And people try to smile, but you can't really tell, so you have to look at their eyes to see if they're smiling. So, smize is smiling with your eyes. Smize. Get it? No? Are you smizing right now?
No.
I didn't think so. Okay. All right. The next one here, I think, is one you can that you would at least know.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least figure out if you've never heard of it. Bull searching.
Say it again.
Bull searching.
Bull searching?
Bull searching.
What is that?
Bull searching. You want to take a guess?
I don't know what that is.
Bull
I don't
searching
know what
is
bulls are.
Bull searching. That's B-O-W-L. Bull searching. Not bull like in cow, but bull as in a bowl, right? The process of searching a building for an empty bathroom. A successful bull search typically relieves the frustration of uncomfortably having to go number two around others. Although in less frequent cases, the desire to urinate alone is also a factor. Bull searching can be done anywhere, although it is most prevalent in school and college campuses. Which reminds me, when I was in high school, all of the bathrooms at Aberdeen High School at the main buildings, like the Phillips Building and the Weatherwax Building, they had all the stalls taken down. So if you had to go, you know, number two, the toilet was just right there, wide open. Anybody walk in, there you are, sitting there. So we'd always do bull searching, and the one place that you could go was over to the woodshop building, which was where the lunchroom used to be. They actually had a bathroom with a stall, and that's usually, didn't matter where you were in the high school, doesn't matter how long you had to get to class, you had to do that. You were heading across the field over to the woodshop building, bull searching. All right. Mm-hmm. Although we didn't call it that back then. We just called it, hey, excuse me for a minute, I'll be right back.
All I have to say right now is all these words. They're all terrible.
All right. Here's your last one. Rat liquor.
Oh, my God.
Rat liquor.
I feel like you said this word last time.
I didn't. It's a person who refuses to wear a mask.
Why do they call them rat lickers?
Because if you don't take any of the basic precautions to help society prevent an airborne illness during an epidemic, it's in reference to the bubonic plague being spread by rats. So anybody not wanting to do, like wear a mask or do the basic precautions is essentially licking rats. You're a rat licker. You're basically spreading bubonic plague.
I mean, that's true.
Yeah, there you go. So, all right. Well, there it is.
Yep.
All right, Sarah. I appreciate you helping out as usual. You can go back to sleep now.
Thank God. All right.